President Obama has come under increasing criticism from conservatives for some of his economic policies. Reminiscent of the campaign-era rhetoric from the right, Obama is being accused of being a socialist, from Newt Gingrich to Rush Limbaugh and a good portion of the right-wing blogosphere. One blogger warned, "Personal freedom, individual liberties, and self-determination are evaporating as fast as stocks, and most retirement accounts. Rules, regulations, and restrictions will soon be rampant. Government will soon be unbridled, uncontrolled, and uninhibited. We will have to learn for ourselves that socialism simply doesn't work." Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference, recently denounced the formation of so-called socialist republics in the United States. There is a conversation about socialism in the media. Newsweek had a dramatic cover story called "We Are All Socialists Now." But Tim King, executive news editor of SalemNews.com, asserts it is questionable whether most of the accusers even know what socialism is. Tim King joins me on the line this morning. Welcome to Uprising.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us. So first, let's talk about the accusations themselves. Most of them, as I said, coming from people like Rush Limbaugh, commentators in the conservative and mainstream media, but also, of course, Republican lawmakers themselves. Do their accusations hold any water?
I don't know if in part you could connect some of the policies that Obama's bringing forth to socialism, but you know what I hear is another layer of paranoia from the GOP, and it's like the WMD thing. I mean, these guys are going to throw what they can at the fan and see what sticks. And you know, the irony is that socialism, no one even really understands what that is or how a country could, for many decades, you know, maintain a small policy which was socialist in nature, but never have it spiral out of control as, the people that you mentioned, like Limbaugh, continue to suggest. So, you know, a minor aspect of that in Obama's politics, maybe, but is the country going socialist? Absolutely not. And if you look at, you know, just look around a little bit at some of the active socialist networks, and none of them even lay a hand on Obama. They don't claim to have any connection with him. So,
well, some would argue that we are already a socialist country in some aspects. We have, some aspects of, you know, our police force is socialized, the fire department is socialized, et cetera.
Social security would be a great example, right? And I've been, you know, that was an FDR New Deal thing, and but you know, the Socialist Party of America was certainly behind it, and you know, they've, if you study their history, they've had a very tough go here, and certainly the Cold War increased the pressure on the American Socialist Party so much that they almost ceased to exist. In fact, they did, I think they disbanded in 70 or 73 for the first time out. But I had just one after another comment being left on that story yesterday, and emails flowing into our newsroom, and you know, there are so many countries that use these policies effectively right above us in Canada. And I really see a degree of paranoia with you know, these guys over on the right side of the aisle that, you know, they're trying to scare people more than anything when you're talking about something that, in fact, can make life much better for people from what we're seeing from our research.
And it's interesting because there are, some of the accusations are veiled. A favorite comparison these days is France. Oh, we're all going to be like France. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, well, let's go all the way back to WMDs and France. You know, remember that
the French have become like a favorite punching bag, it seems.
And no one has the accurate history. From World War One, between 1914 and 1919, the birth rate in France dropped by 1.2 million people. Nobody really in any Western country has seen the degree of war that France has. And I've spent time in France researching different periods of history, and they've really, really paid their dues. When Iraq was going on, Bill O'Reilly sent out an email saying, "Why would the French support America? They've never had to fight for anything anyway." And it's that kind of just, you know, direct, tragic lie that distorts everything so much people have a very hard time figuring it out.
Now, you don't often enough perhaps hear the comparisons to Russia, but I did mention that Mike Huckabee talked about the formation of socialist republics in the United States, perhaps an allusion to the former USSR. Is this comparison at all valid?
Absolutely not. I don't see anything at all. And we also have to remember the word socialist has been used falsely time and time again. The Nazis, the National Socialist Party. I don't think there was anything resembling our health care plan on the tables of the Nazis. And, you know, Poland, another country, absolutely communist behind the Iron Curtain throughout the Cold War, but only using the term socialist. It's like George W. Bush using the term freedom. It's ironic, and it doesn't mean the same thing to everybody at all.
So you mentioned the Socialist Party of America, and you know many of our listeners have heard of Eugene Debs. Can you give our listeners some history of the Socialist Party in the United States, and whether it practiced or at least preached the socialism that you think is an authentic socialism?
Well, again, I think that it's just going to be a different application every time, probably, that somebody or some nation uses the term. But everything that I'm seeing right now, not going to Debs, but going to the current arrangement, is there's a strong alliance or alignment with democracy. You don't find anything about communist ideals. You don't find anything about Marxism. You find, a philosophy that wants to prevent all of the weight of the money going to the top tiers of any, you know, corporate group, and they want, obviously, workers to have a much, much bigger say in anything to do with, you know, contract labor negotiations. They just are, you know, it's a party of distribution, and the paranoid aspect is, you know, private business disappearing and this and that. I find it interesting that when the Olympics came around, China, where, you know, it's been communist for so long, and we have Tiananmen Square, and we have, you know, so many instances of conflict, but that was perfectly okay with the United States government and the Bush administration. Why is it okay to work with socialist countries or communist countries and then turn around and lay this type of view on them? I mean, I just think that it's all being done as a matter of political maneuvering by the right wing, and that even if socialist policies do continue to come forth, that they can be kept at a certain point and not spiral out of control.
My guest is Tim King. He's a former U.S. Marine with 20 years of experience on the West Coast as a television news producer, photojournalist, reporter, and assignment editor. He has been a war correspondent and is now the executive news editor of SalemNews.com, where you can read his newest article we're discussing that was published yesterday, Accusations of Socialism Against Barack Obama. That's Salem-News.com. You know, it's interesting, Tim, when you hear the right wing be fearful of the specter of socialism, which has been turned into this dirty word. I quoted one blog that was worried about personal freedom, individual liberties, and self-determination evaporating as fast as stocks and most retirement accounts. And yet some of those same people think that it's perfectly fine for personal freedom, individual liberties, and self-determination to evaporate when we're talking about protecting ourselves from terrorism, if you will, and they justify homeland security and the infringement on civil liberties.
It's been so difficult. You know, I don't believe that there's anything imaginable that Barack Obama could have brought forth as a president that wouldn't draw the same fire, that would just draw a variant. You know, they would shift it around. But as he, you know, when they watched this happen, I think it was so incredible to people from the right wing that we could actually do this. And to me, it and I'm not backing Obama, but it restores the soul of America to a degree that they are able to elect a minority president at this point. It says so much about all of the goodness about this country, and it's an opportunity for people to be able to, you know, drop the political rhetoric and drop the extreme political positions. But instead, all it seems to be doing is emboldening these, you know, these factions that are so intent on division in our country. It's just, it's very sad. It's certainly not the country that I remember growing up in even 10 years ago, let alone 20. And, you know, in Afghanistan, you mentioned that I'm a war correspondent, and that's true. And if you look at Afghanistan, if you look at pictures during the communist years, you will find a country, and I'm not advocating for communism, I'm just laying out a historical fact. You'll find a nation that was at peace. Maybe it was under communist rule, and religion was somewhat suppressed, but women had rights, and everything was different. You go there today, and it's the most incredible war zone. It's dangerous. It's disease-ridden. And so how can they say that everything about this side of life is so bad? I see, you know, again, degrees of commun or socialism being applicable, and, you know, people need health care or there's no solid workforce, which, again, it's an ironic situation because the right wing is so intent on people paying their way. But if they're sick, how can they pay their way? I mean, it's a really hard one to figure out sometimes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Barack Obama himself. I mean, the New York Times had an interview with him recently that is getting a lot of attention, where the reporter just asked out, "Are you a socialist?" As some people have said, Media Matters, the watchdog group, has criticized the question, saying that the Times has effectively endorsed the divisive right-wing rhetoric. But in fact, you know, is in your view, looking at what Obama is currently doing in passing the economic stimulus package, how close are his policies to authentic socialism?
I don't think very close. It's all so interpretive. I mean, mm-hmm. Government rushing in, you know, the way it's going, I mean, we're practically nationalizing some of this already, so that certainly would be akin to socialism, but I don't really see a comparison. I see a terribly broken system that a new president, a young president, a motivated president, has basically inherited. And I think everyone knew that it was going to be this difficult. And there are no good answers when you inherit something that's thoroughly broken.
And when one has to regulate something that has been deregulated and as a result broken, if that is interpreted as socialism, does it matter even?
It is deregulation. I mean, I really—that's the first thing that pops into my mind when I think about this. And, you know, the irony of smaller government being a chant and a call, while the group again restricts freedom through Homeland Security, and, you know, stands firmly against a woman's right to choose and all these things. It's just—it's really hard to figure out where they're coming from. And then you've got the whole religion factor that comes in on top of that. You might realize that the GOP's really only tried to align itself with religion since the 1980s. That used to always be, you know, the Democratic side that really spoke of religion more often. And that, you know, when they figured that out and turned that around, it's been a real moneymaker for them. And so I guess you can't blame the party on one hand for trying to bolster its position. It certainly has done that.
Well, and on the issue of religion, of course, we are told that the sort of rewriting of Christianity is that God is a capitalist and that the pursuit of one's own wealth is the highest calling. This is interesting to see how it'll play out. Tim King, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, it's been very pleasant. I appreciate the time. And thank you for, expanding on this for your listeners, because it's a very important subject.
Tim King is the executive news editor of SalemNews.com. You can read his article online at salem-news.com. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, former Prime Minister of India said, Jawaharlal Nehru said, the forces of a capitalist society, if left unchecked, tend to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. That's Nehru, and that's Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day.